transmission.
Oh, yo, yo. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Woohoo! My name is Tob, I'm the chairman of this committee, and there's two things you need to know right off the bat. One, I've got a giant cup of tea. Oh, it's good too. Oh, it's very hot. Oh, but it's delicious. Oh, it's one of those perfect cup of tea days. Mmm. It's right in the temperature window. And the tea concentration is just right. And the amount of sugar is just right. Mmm. Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. Number two, I'm in the middle of some kind of, I don't know how to describe it, petulant pseudo-blizzard. It's snowing outside, and it's snowing pretty good, but it's those little angry flakes that I don't like, and the wind is outrageous. Not quite as bad as it was last night. Last night, the wind was blowing so hard that the windows were vibrating. I don't mean they were shaking. I mean they were vibrating enough to create an audible buzz. It was crazy. And it was freaking my cat right out. So, what are we doing today? Well, today is Champions League Day. And, ooh, Real Madrid just had a real nice shot on goal. I'm watching Real Madrid versus PSG. Paris Saint-Germain. And I can hear my cat on the stairs, what she's doing. She's knocking stuff around. Yeah, so anyway, it's Champions League Day. And we've got PSG versus Real Madrid on screen. Oh. Another almost goal for Real Madrid. Real Madrid is the current Champions League champion. And they're playing PSG, who we thought was going to have a shot this year. But they're down on aggregate, 3-1 versus Real Madrid. The score of this game is still 0-0. And PSG is without Neymar. Oh, sometime last week, Neymar injured his foot. And it was hilarious because he actually did get injured. But since he's such a diver, since he's such a flopper, you know, he is the guy who gives football a bad name. You know, everybody thinks, oh, it's just guys falling down pretending to be hurt. Well, yeah, that's Neymar. Anytime anybody just brushes by him, he drops to the ground and he screams in pain. Well, last week, he really did get injured, dropped to the ground and screamed in pain, and it was the boy who cried wolf because nobody paid any attention to him for the longest time. And it turns out he did something very, very bad to his foot. I didn't hear what it was, if it was broken or what, but he had to have surgery. And so they shipped him back to Brazil for foot surgery. And he is now recovering, and he's going to be out for a while. So PSG is down one of their most important players. God, I hate Neymar. He's the worst. This is good tea, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a tea-drinking machine. And now my cat's looking out the window. The wind is really blowing stuff around. So my cat's... Oh, and there's a yellow card for Verratti on PSG. He just dropped a guy. So yeah, my cat is looking out the window watching the wind blow stuff around, mostly snowflakes. As I sit here and drink delicious tea. It's so good. I can't get enough. I think I'm a little bit dehydrated today. Why am I so thirsty? I am like crazy thirsty. Did I drink enough tea yesterday? Maybe I didn't. And I did kind of stay up a little bit later than I should have. But the good news is I slept really well. You know, not great, but better than usual. And so I was kind of happy about that, but apparently I slept on my face or something, and so my sinuses were all weird for the longest time. I couldn't talk for about 2 or 3 hours, but now I'm good. And it occurs to me that there's another game on. We got to check the other Champions League game. Let's go over to Fox Sports number 2. And we have Liverpool versus Porto. And this score is also 0-0, but the aggregate score is 5-0. Liverpool. Yeah, that's right. I remember that game. That was... ugh. Liverpool really tore Port apart. So, this is going to... Porto is going to have to score like 6 goals against Liverpool at Anfield, Liverpool's home stadium. And boy, I don't think that's going to happen. If you're unfamiliar with this part of the Champions League tournament, we're in the round of 16. And in all of the knockout rounds, each team plays each other, the other team, twice, both home and away. And then those scores are totaled to give the final result of who goes through and who gets booted out. Except anybody who gets booted out, anybody who fails the Champions League now gets dropped into Europa League. If that, you know, isn't too confusing for you. Oh, this is good tea. So you could think of this score, this game, as being, as the score being 5-0. What's my cat doing? What has she got? The cat is freaking out, running around on the floor, knocking something around. What does she have? Is it one of those little wooden beads that she found? I don't know. So the cat's wigging out, and I'm drinking tea. Am I a little dry today? Tobe does some dehydration checks. I'm a little dry today. So I gotta keep drinking. Gotta keep drinking tea. Drink, drink, lots of tea. Drink, 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 lots of tea. Drinking lots of tea all day long. That's what I do as I sing my song. Oh, okay. So let's go back to PSG Real Madrid. And still nothing has happened. But Real Madrid is on the attack again. They got the ball in the penalty area, trying to center it up. And PSG manages to clear. And they get a free kick. My cat is now trying to stick her head in one of the little taco bags. That's always funny. Maybe she'll get her head stuck. No, she figured it out. Yeah, you know, I've got a taqueria by my house that I really like. And they have these little bags. And, you know, if you only buy, like, a burrito, you get one of these little bags. And I love bringing these bags home because they smell really good. Because they have, you know, yummy burrito in it, right? And so I put the bag on the floor. And the cat can smell it. And she'll walk up to it and she'll stick her head into it. And the bag is just small enough that it's just a little bit smaller than the width of her head. And so she can wedge her head in there and then her head gets stuck. And then she walks around backwards with with the paper bag stuck on her head, trying to get it off. It's really funny. But she's not doing it now. Now she's just flopped on the ground, playing with her bead. I have these little wooden beads that are about a centimeter in diameter, or about a half an inch, you know, thereabouts. And I don't remember where they came from. I might have purchased them, actually, but somehow she found them somewhere. And so now there's all these little wooden beads around the house. Most of them are under the refrigerator and under the washing machine. But some of them are still out, and the cat just loves to play with them. That's what she's doing right now. Rolling it around with her nose between her paws. Yeah, brr to you too. She knows I'm talking about her. Yes, I'm talking about you, fluffy pants. You have very fluffy pants. And now she's sitting in a funny position that makes it look like she's got 6 feet. Because she has such a fluffy butt. So anyway, back to the game. PSG had a free kick about, oh, I don't know, 3 meters out from the penalty area, but the ball hit the wall and went flying over to the goal. PSG is managing to be very annoying to the Real Madrid players at this point. And the cat is just still having lots of fun with the bead. Rolling around and doing kitty stuff, because it's kitty business time. Oh, I do love to watch football. And I'll warn you ahead of time. Tomorrow is also Champions League Day. It's basically every other Tuesday and Wednesday. And whenever you have Champions League Day, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, then you have Europa League Day on Thursday. So we got 3 good days of football lining up. All right, they're showing the shots on goal. PSG has only had 1 shot on goal this entire game so far. And we're just about to enter the 28th minute. Oh, we haven't seen Ronaldo do much of anything yet. But he'll probably do something amazing. He is Cristiano Ronaldo, after all. And I do appreciate him. He is a good player. And I do like some of the stuff he does, but Cristiano Ronaldo just isn't cool. He's not cool like Leo Messi is cool. Oh. So, yeah. When I woke up this morning, being as I slept so good, I had a little bit of a back twinge. And I didn't do anything about it for about an hour, but then I decided to put my back brace on, so here I am, sort of laying backwards on my futon in my back brace, and it's squeezing my guts. Ew. And because it's squeezing my guts, now I think I'm hungry. Am I actually hungry? Or is this just an illusion caused by the pressure on my guts? I don't know. Well, Pippa almost threw the bead into the fireplace there. That occasionally happens. She's going crazy. She's having a fun time chasing that little bead around. Get it, Pippa, get it. Yeah, you get it. Kick its ass. All right. Are we going to get a goal here? Come on. Real Madrid has been attacking. They just can't seem to quite get it together inside the penalty area. Now they have a throw-in down here. And that goes against them. So now PSG throws the ball in. And instead of clearing it, they're just sort of playing dangerous juggling games in their own area. Okay, now they bring it out, try to send it forward. And that worked out fairly well. Now they've got it in Real Madrid's box. They've only got like 2 guys in support. Edison Cavani and Who's that other guy? Didn't get a good enough look at him. So, back to going the other way. Let's go, Real Madrid. You know what's funny is, whereas I do not want Real Madrid to win the Champions League again for the third straight year, I would like to see somebody else win it. I don't want PSG to win. I've come to really dislike PSG. I used to not have a problem with them, but I don't know, in the last 2 years, they've sort of gotten on my nerves. So now I'm like the anti-PSG guy, and I sure would love to see them lose this game. But on the other hand, I don't want Real Madrid to win either, but somebody's got to lose. And so I'm hoping it's PSG. So I guess I'm kind of rooting for Real Madrid. Real Madrid is another huge monster team in the world. One of the big top 10 biggest clubs, and it's probably in the top 3, to be perfectly honest. Biggest in, you know, money and fan-wise. Oh, Ronaldo, he just went down in the box. Let's take a look at it again. Oh, no. The guy he tripped over, it was Dani Alves. I didn't recognize him because of his hair. Yeah, Ronaldo, he was looking for a dive there. Didn't get it. Didn't get it. And what's up with Ronaldo's hair today? He didn't have that hair last week. Ronaldo's got some frosted tips. I swear, these guys. Oh, Dani Alves was breaking into the box at top speed, and he got dropped. That is a yellow card. Tarjeta amarilla for Mateo Kovacic. So, the cards are flying during this Champions League game. And they're showing that takedown again. Oh, yeah, he totally missed the ball. Hits the guy's legs with his studs up. Jeez, that could have even been a red card, but it didn't. If that would have been any higher, that would have been a red card. But so this is going to a free kick about 2 meters off the corner of the penalty area for PSG. And they got it. Here comes the kick. It's a little low. And Real Madrid manages to get ahead on it. It goes bouncing around. And then PSG commits a foul, and there's a free kick for Real Madrid. Yeah, Edinson Cavani just shoved that guy right over. Did not play the ball. Playing the guy. So, now let's get... There we go. Had a little spasm there. That was unpleasant. Oh, maybe I should be sitting up. Would that help? Let's try it. Okay. Yeah, so. Got that back thing going on today. Not too bad, though. Good tea. So delicious. I'm going to run out of tea soon. I got to make some more. It's so good. When tea is this good, I just can't stop drinking it. Oh, yeah. What is my problem today? Why am I so thirsty? Whew. I must be a little bit dehydrated. That's not unusual. Did I not drink enough tea yesterday? I don't know. What did I do yesterday? Not much. Wait, did I go outside? What? Did I get too much exercise? I don't know. It's not that important. The trick is to drink more tea. And I don't have a problem with that. Oh. So, I'm thinking I'm going to flip back to the other game real quick, just to see if what's going on, if anything. Not much. It's still 0-0. So, let's go back to PSG. So, now I have the hiccups. Okay. There are other games going on. This is not the only Champions League game happening. There's 8 games today. Well, actually, I think there's 4 games today and 4 games tomorrow. There's 8 games today, meaning this match day. In the Champions League, a match day is actually 2 days. So it can be a little bit confusing. And I'm wondering who else is playing today. I should have looked this up beforehand, but I got up kind of late, and I was lazy today. I've been doing nothing, complaining about the snow, wondering if I have any mail. You know, maybe we should go out and check. I don't know. I am waiting for a particular piece of mail that I hope comes soon. And let's look out the window here. I don't see any footprints, any mailman type of footprints. So I don't know if he's actually been here. He should, yeah, probably. Considering what time it is, maybe we should go out there. So I'm putting on my shoes. We'll open the door, go out into the garage. At least it's not snowing anymore. We'll open the garage door and we'll head out into the brutal, brutal wind. And yeah, it's actually not that cold. It's probably just about freezing. The streets are wet. Some of the snow is wet. Oh, and it is windy. What's in the mailbox? Oh, we got some stuff, but I think it's all junk. There's my cat in the window. And what do we have? We got, of course, this thing from my grocery store into the trash. Something from Chewy.com into the trash. And I've got my Valpak full of coupons as I come back into my house. So, this is not what I was looking for, but... Oh, at least we have something in the mail today. So maybe we should open up this Valpak and see what free stuff we can get from Harbor Freight this week. Okay. So here we got a big stack of coupons. Take my glasses off. Oh, and here comes the kitty. She wants to see the coupons too. Hi, Peppa. Who's a good baby? I saw you in the window. You're a window kitty, huh? Yes, you are. Okay. Chinese food. Plumbers. Pizza. Mexican food. Basement waterproofing. Brakes. Carpet cleaning. YMCA. Pretzels. What is this for? Elite exteriors. So, roofs and windows, checks, donuts, gutters. Here we go, Harbor Freight. Set that aside. See if we got anything else. Sam's Club. More roofing, siding, and windows. Radio station. Home security. Tree removal. Pizza coupon. Creighton University baseball and softball schedule. And another exteriors, roof, siding, leaf guards, and then windows, open door mission, air conditioning, backyard swing sets, haircuts, boo, car services, Another exteriors. What is this? Oh, air duct cleaning. Glass Pro. Another windows. Another windows. Awning. The strongest gutters for all seasons. contact lenses. Cable TV. Omaha Steaks. Let's see what the Omaha Steaks deal is. The Happy Family Feast. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four kielbasa sausages, four Omaha Steaks burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet for only $50, $49.99. Plus, get four more burgers free. That's a pretty good deal. If you are interested in getting any Omaha Steaks, let me know. I'm perfectly willing to go to the store and have them shipped directly to you, and I can find all the good deals. There's a few more coupons in here. Chick Stuff, Nutrisystem, Dental Plans, and Cigars. 8 cigars, only $10. So what are my free coupons from Harbor Freight today? Whoa, we got the tape measure, the screwdriver, and the swivel lens headlamp. Yeah, I'm going to put that one aside because I like all those things. And since I don't need any more of these coupons, I'm going to stand up and walk upstairs. And then I should grab the other coupon. What am I doing? Got the Harbor Freight coupon. And so what we're going to do... let's come up here, and look, these things are right next to each other. We'll put these coupons in the trash. Get in there, stay in there. And then we put the Harbor Freight coupon right on top of this other big stack of Harbor Freight coupons. Oh, why do I save the coupons? I don't know. I've actually stopped going to get all the free stuff because I have... so much of it. I've got 20 of those tape measures. I don't really need another one. Oh, I'm back to the game. Ooh. Cavani and what's his name? They were on the attack there, but... oh, that shot just goes right to the goalie's foot. It goes out of bounds. Corner kick. They take it short. They put it up in the air. And Real Madrid heads it out of danger. PSG puts it back in. Same result. Real Madrid heads it out of danger. Real Madrid now trying to gain possession of the ball here. No, it's kind of a free-for-all. And, oh, that didn't look good. Somebody just went down being pushed on the back. Oh, it was Thiago Silva. Doink, and there he goes, slamming to the ground. That's fun. I do love football, and I'm glad I've got more of this to watch. We're just a couple of minutes away from halftime. It's still 0-0 here, Real Madrid versus PSG. And as we check the other game, Liverpool versus Porto, it is also 0-0. Pippa has found something else to play with. Just in time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I do like to watch football. So that's what I'm doing today, that's what I'm doing tomorrow, and that's what I'm doing the day after that. So listen in. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。This is DJ クーマタ。ウェルカム。